I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It's Friday, April 10th. The machine rolls right along. Coming up on today, I hope you enjoyed our live Podbean mailbag. You can go download the Podbean app and probably re-watch that or listen to that or something. I don't know. We will be doing, we're doing prospect rankings all week long. Danny Kanell, quarterbacks, Josh Edwards, running backs, Ryan Wilson, wide receivers. And today we're going to do tight ends and offensive linemen with the one, the only, Pete Briscoe.
What is up?
How's life in, inside the Chateau de Briscoe?
You know, thank God we got the draft. That's all I'll say. Imagine if we didn't have the draft and stuff to do. I mean, we'd be going crazy.
What if, Pete, what if they moved the draft back to like June 23rd and you had to do eight more mock draft shows on Monday?
I'd be about done with that. I'll be honest with you.
By the way, you could watch.
I'm ready to draft now. And you know what? I'm going to say this on here too, Brinson. Most of the teams are ready to draft. The guys I talk to say those stories coming out that they're not, you know, they're having all kinds of problems and everything else. They're all ready to draft.
Oh yeah. Let me ask you about that because I know you push back against it. I agree with you. I think it's like, and I pointed out, in a conversation with Amy Trask, that's in the podcast feed somewhere or will be coming soon that you had noted, like, there's probably going to be less mistakes because guys are just going to pull the trigger on the player who looks the best on film. I mean, don't you think it's a bit much that these guys are like worried they're gonna be hacked or there's gonna be IT problems? It's like fire up a conference call and make your picks. It's not that hard.
You know, I did Calvin Watkins works in Dallas and yeah. Calvin asked me to come on a draft podcast yesterday or draft Zoom thing he was doing with Rob Rang, who used to work with us, and Jordan Reed, who does a lot of draft stuff. And the four of us chopped it up and there was no problems. Hacking what? Just make your pick. Talk to people about football. It's not that complicated.
I mean, we do it on CBS Sports HQ with a bunch of trades and people changing clothes and, you know, like one person running the show in the back end and nobody, and we don't miss a beat. We get 32 picks in. The NFL can handle it. You're freaking $14 billion business. Grow up and get it done. Tight ends and offensive linemen. That's what we're focusing in on today. We will go through your top five tight ends. Let's do tight ends kind of quickly because, frankly,
you threw me to garbage positions.
Well, Devo picked you for tight end offensive line because you're the only one who could come on of the people we had who's going to do some like offensive line discussion, like some actual film study about whether a guy can do, you know, how he uses his hands, how his feet.
Well, the tight end position, I'll say this between these two positions, the tight end position is awful. The offensive line position is outstanding.
Yeah, the offensive lineman, especially top heavy, like you're I was looking at like top five tight ends. I don't really know these guys that well. Top five offensive linemen, those guys are going to be gone in the first round easily. Who's your number five tight end?
Colby Parkinson from Stanford. And you know how I like guys who played basketball and how it relates to the tight end position since I found Antonio Gates.
Hey, by the way, we were joking about this on our text thread, but you really were the first person to point out that Patrick Mahomes could be the best quarterback in that draft class.
Just so I, I did. But I've also said that Christian Ponder would be better than Cam Newton. So I said that too. I'll hold myself to that. But the Antonio Gates one, you know that story when he was at Kent State playing basketball. I was covering his regionals because they went to the regional, I think the Sweet 16 that year. And I was, we had to go cover those tournaments back then. Yeah. And I actually walked up to him in the locker room after the game. I said, you should be playing football. And he looked at me and I said, you should be playing football. I didn't know. I said, you either be a tight end or a defensive end. You're not going to play in the NBA. You should play football. And I reminded him about that a bunch of different times when I've crossed paths with him over the years. I said, you might owe me a little something there, Antonio.
What did he say? Because he's like a nice guy. He'll play along with
you. Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. He's a great guy. I always love being around him, and I'm glad his career. He's a Hall of Famer, so I'm not going to say I made that happen because he had played football before. You know that. He was a football player before. But maybe, I like basketball players who are tight ends. Tony Gonzalez, basketball player, tight end. Jimmy Graham, basketball player, tight end. So I like that. This Parkinson kid's been a basketball player in his career. He's a guy who can get down the field. I thought he would do a little bit more last year. Only had 43 catches when he saw some guys leave, but I think he's going to be one of those pass catching tight ends. Not a great blocker, good pass catching tight end.
Okay. What about Harrison Bryant out of Florida Atlantic? They ran the ball a ton last year, so I would assume he's decent at run blocking.
He's okay as a run. He's willing. Let's put it that way. A lot of times you want to see the guy who's willing. And he's willing. He's not a great run blocker. You know, the complete tight ends are hard to find, Will. Those guys, you know, they don't come around that much anymore. So you got to try and get two guys because you need one who can block. He does do it. I mean, don't get me wrong. He will block. I think he's a good receiver, too. I think this kid has a chance to be a good quality NFL starting tight end. I really do. You know, when you saw Hayden Hurst come out a couple years ago, I think he has a chance to be better than him. So I do like him, and he will catch the football.
Okay. Number three on the list is who?
Say his name.
Albert Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam.
Okwuegbunam. That wasn't that far off.
This is a physical specimen that didn't put up what I thought he would put up. When I used to watch Missouri games, I'd sit there and I'd say, my gosh, look at that kid. He can run. He's big. He's 6'5", 260. Should be putting up a ton more yardage and catches than he did. But that's why I think on the next level, when a coach gets with him and uses him the right way, he has a chance to be a really good pass-catching tight end. Not a great blocker, a pass-catching tight end.
11. That was his freshman year. Yeah. I mean, this is a guy that has, certainly, and has like
another basketball player.
Yeah.
Big time basketball player before he was a football player. I like those guys to translate to next level.
All right. Let's see. How early do you think some of these three guys could go in the draft? Like, I mean, cause we know that,
Third, fourth, and fifth for these guys in that group. Probably.
Okay, so we're looking at maybe day two, but probably like potentially day three, just because of the depth.
Day two, day three. You know, it could be a late third, mid third, early four, somewhere in there.
And then, I don't think there's not a first round tight end in this class, is there?
No, most people would put Cole Kmet as first round tight end potential. Guys I've talked to around the league and I've watched them. I think he's good. I don't think he's first round. But guys I've talked to said no, not in the first round.
Okay. Well, the William Hill has the odds. Our pals at William Hill have the odds. Cole Kmet, who is your number one tight end? And we can just sort of get to him and Adam Trautman, one and two. Adam Trautman at Dayton, Cole Kmet out of Notre Dame, of course. The Cole Kmet's minus 225 to be the first tight end draft, and Trautman plus 550. Do you see any value? I mean, it's hard to take first tight end at minus 225, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't take that. I think when you look at Trautman's the one you get value on because there are some guys that think Trautman might be the best tight end in this draft class. I do think you get value on him when you look at those numbers.
All right. What do you like about Trautman here?
Oh, the talent level hurts him, obviously, because he dominated that level. I caught 70 passes last year with 14 touchdowns. He just absolutely dominated. He can catch. He can run. He's physical. He's a willing blocker. Not a great blocker, but he's a willing blocker. See, when I see willing blocker, that means I can make him into a blocker. There are guys, and it's weird when you look at this position. I'll give you an example. Mercedes Lewis came into the NFL pass catching tight end who had questions about his blocking, but he was willing. He's now leaving after a long career. He's going to play the Packers one more year as one of the best blocking tight ends that they've ever had as a tight end. That's what he does. And so I think you can teach a guy how to block if he's willing, and this kid's willing. So I think Trautman and Kmet both are complete tight ends, and one of them might go early second, and maybe Kmet, Trautman, and then you drop the other one in the late second, mid second.
Okay.
I don't think they're going in the first.
I just think there's too much depth at offensive line and wide receiver, and too much need defensively for any of these tight ends to sneak in.
You know, I went through the first round guys that we think are going in the first round with the GM the other day, and it's pretty easy to narrow it down to 4 or 25 that are pretty locks, pretty much locks.
Do you think this could be like a unsurprising first round then?
Correct. Like, I'll give you an example. I mean, like, before we get to the law, we should do that. I'll tell you who they are.
Absolutely.
Okay. We got the three quarterbacks for sure. Probably four.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You got two corners for and we'll get to the, I'm going to add, no, let's go by, we'll go by the offense first. Yeah. Offensive. Okay. Receivers. You got.
So zero running backs, right?
Zero running backs.
All right. So receivers, I think you have four guys who are definitely going to the first.
Lamb, Judy, yep. Ruggs, and Jefferson.
Yep.
Okay. There's the locks.
Tight end, zero.
Zero. Offensive tackles. The four at the top.
Uh-huh.
Probably Cleveland, a combination of Cleveland, Jackson, Jones, and Wilson, two of those will go.
So we're saying six. Yep.
Okay, so that gives you how many on offense?
By the way, the over under for offensive linemen, not offensive tackles, offensive linemen is 6.5. You take the over there.
Ruiz is in that group as a potential for one, okay. But the lock, we're going by the lock. So six tackles, he just doesn't know which the last two who they will be. Okay.
Right.
So go to the defensive side of the ball.
Uh huh.
We'll start on the defensive line. Chase Young, Brown, Kinlaw, Chaseon.
Yep.
That's four right there.
Yep.
That might be it on the defensive line for locks.
Okay. Then linebacker.
Simmons.
Yep.
Simmons, Queen, Murray.
Okay. Three linebackers.
I'm not going to put Bond in there. I think Zach Bond is a possibility. I'd put him almost as a lock. Some people wouldn't, but these are locks.
Okay.
I think. Then in corners, the locks are Okuda, Henderson, and one other for sure, whoever it is. So how many total that up? And that's almost your locks right there. It's 20 something.
24. So you basically have 24 guys who are definitely going to be in there.
And there's going to be two more corners that are locks, because when they have a run on, it's just a matter of will it be Fulton, Igbinagi, or Terrell or Gladney. Two of those four will be one of in there too. So now you're up to 26, and that's, you know, so you're gonna have a hard time finding tight ends in that first round.
Yeah. All right. So do you think any safeties are a lock for the first round? Probably not.
McKinney, probably.
Okay. What about the Chin kid?
No, he's going to go in the second.
Okay.
Early second. Here's a guy that has a chance to make himself into the, and I love him. In fact, he'll be on my team that I love better than the scouts.
Yeah.
Ashton Davis from Cal could find himself in the back end of the first round. That kid can fly. There's some injury concerns. That's always worrisome, but he's a guy that could find himself into the back end of the one.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will look at the aforementioned offensive linemen.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features, like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives, you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating, so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping in Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid, wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
All right, offensive linemen, a significantly deeper class than the tight end by leaps and bounds. Cesar Ruiz out of Michigan is your number five lineman, Pete.
Best center of the draft, and can play guard. Tough kid, physical kid, young, only 20. He's only 20 years old.
Wow.
His best football is in front of him. I think, look, this is a good center class, by the way. The Hennessy kid from Temple is another one that I really like. Matt Hennessy, another good center. So I think this class is pretty. Cushenberry from LSU, another one. So this center class is good, but Ruiz, clearly the best of the group, will be a starter. Like, I had Miami picking him in our mock last week, and you guys killed me for that pick. He would start at guard initially and then would move to center for the long term when Karras is out of there after 1 year. It'd be a great pick for the Dolphins.
Mm. Any other fits where he might land? Do you think he's a lock for the first round? I know we listed the first rounders.
No, he's not a lock. But, like, you know, you look at some of these teams at the back, like the Chiefs. The Chiefs center, Ryder, is a solid player, but they could play this kid at guard for a while because they lost Wisniewski, and I know they got the other kid coming back, but they could play him at guard for a while. Those kind of teams. I think if you look at the 49ers, Richburg missed time last year, was hurt. They had problems at center. He could play, he could play there. He could play guard if they had to at right guard. So I think position flexibility is big.
Yeah.
And I think that's where he could play guard or center.
Okay. Number four. I mean, it shouldn't surprise anybody, the four guys we're about to list, but I think the order matters. It's going to matter for NFL teams, and nobody's entirely sure how these guys come off the board. Number four, though, you have Tristan Wirfs, Iowa. I think that actually makes you a little bit lower on him maybe than the consensus.
I think of the four, the reason I say I don't think he's the fourth of that group for me. And I like him. He's athletic. I just don't always know if he shows off that toughness that I want to see. He's played right tackle at Iowa. I do think he can play left tackle, but he's more of a right tackle. That's why I have him at four. Good player. Don't get me wrong. I don't think there's much of a difference between these guys, by the way, at all. Slim. You could flip them around and I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a group of four. They're all very tightly, like, it's like, Ruggs and Judy and Lamb at the wide receiver position. They're all pretty close, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Do you still think Ruggs is going to be the first guy off?
I think Judy's the first guy off. I think Judy's the best receiver. Now, I talked to a couple teams that think Lamb's the best receiver.
I like Lamb better. Judy's a better route runner.
Judy's the best route runner.
Yeah, by far. Jedrick Willis, one of Jerry Judy's teammates out of Alabama, is your number three. What do you like about this guy, and where could he go?
He's a right tackle. I also think he could play guard. I think he could be a great guard, but you don't draft him there to play guard. But he's a right tackle. I talked to some teams who think he can move to the left side, but I think for a team like Arizona – at eight, that would be a perfect spot for him. You draft him, stick him in there. He's your right tackle. Automatically,
you're
right.
Because you're already, and like, do you think it's, you don't think it's a problem to draft? But it's Jedrick Wills. I'm an idiot. I hate saying the word Wills.
It's Will. You say Willis all the time.
Do I say Willis all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people do because it looks like Willis. It's Wills.
Wills. What, get out of here with Wills. We don't need plural Wills. A single Will is fine. Do you think it's okay to take a right tackle at number eight?
Nowadays it is. Yeah. Because there's there used to be all the pass rushers on the right side. Now you got a bunch of them on the left side. So they flip flop and they move around and everything. So yeah, now it is. You can, it's important to have a right tackle and a left tackle. I think that would be a great pick for them.
By the way, random tangent. You mentioned the left side, the blind side created basically by, you know, the presence of Lawrence Taylor. Sean Payton, Saints coach, pointed out on Twitter that if you try to come up with the two best athletes from one school in any, it has to be two different sports. Who has the two best? He said, he had a great example. I think he's right. Michael Jordan and Lawrence Taylor out of North Carolina, probably the best ever, which is tough for me as an NC State fan, but trying to come up with a list of guys that could work. You could go Tiger Woods, John Elway out of Stanford. You go Phil Mickelson, and James Harden.
And then, oh, how about Reggie Jackson?
Oh, Reggie Jackson and Barry Bonds. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You go Barry Bonds and who'd you say? Phil Mickelson.
Barry Bonds and Phil Mickelson would be a pretty good what's better, Elway and Tiger or Barry Bonds and Phil? It's close. Probably
Phil,
Elway.
Phil and Bonds is better. Bonds was better at his sport than Elway was in his, I think.
Yeah. Stanford for Tiger, by the way, and then Arizona State, of course, Pete's alma mater for Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, ASU gets hurt because they don't have a great, great football player to prop up. We've done this. This is actually fun. I used to do this on my show. Do the Mount Rushmore of your schools, ooh, of your school from different sports, and they can't be from the same sport. So you wouldn't be able to have Reggie Jackson and Barry Bonds. You'd have to pick one or the other. And then basketball would be James Harden at ASU. Football might be Mike Haynes. Who's a Hall of Fame cornerback?
No Jake Plummer?
Mike Haynes. Huh?
No Jake Plummer?
No, Mike Haynes is in the Hall of Fame. He's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Right. And then the golfer, you could put Mickelson. You could pick him from many others. Mickelson. There's a ton of baseball players. But now if you could do it from different, the same sport, you have Reggie Jackson, Barry Bonds, Harden, and Mickelson.
So NC State would be Rivers, Torrey Holt, David Thompson, and I don't know who the fourth would be. Just a football guy or a Mario Williams?
David Thompson for sure.
Who's that?
David Thompson for sure.
Yeah, David Thompson's definitely on. All right. Anyway, we can get lost in this. I might make this a segment.
You know, it's actually a fun. It's a fun thing to do. But like. You know, the people that get screwed when you do it. Okay, I'll give you one. Didn't Michael Phelps go to Stanford?
Oh, he did go to Stanford, didn't he?
Michael Phelps and Tiger Woods would be better than John Elway and Tiger Woods.
Did he go to Stanford?
I think he did.
He did not go to school? Where did he go to school?
I thought Michael Phelps went to – maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're making that up. I don't think he went to college. He graduated from Towson High School and then just went straight.
I thought he went to Stanford. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't think so. Remember, he had that giant bong. Not really a Stanford move. Number two, Mekhi Becton. This dude is physically imposing.
Mekhi Becton is unreal. I mean, you look at him and his feet are unreal for a guy that big. It's almost like he's tap dancing when he's pass protecting. My one concern with him is at times he wasn't as nasty, although people disputed me on that and Brady. Both Brady and myself both agree with that, but I think he has a chance to be one of those dominant, stick him in there for 12 years and make him your left tackle guy.
Okay. How early can he go?
I think there's going to be a run on tackles. If the Giants don't take one at four, and like in my latest mock, I didn't have the Giants taking one. Who'd but you that have? Goes against. I had them taking Isaiah Simmons. I wouldn't do it, but I had them doing it. But because that goes against, they don't pick guys that high, the giant linemen, you know?
Yeah, but he likes big bodies.
He doesn't pick offensive linemen. Look at his track record.
Yeah, so he was defensive lineman or something else. I can see him loving Simmons.
And then I had a run on the four tackles. I had starting at 8, 9, 10, and 11. I had Arizona taking one. Then I had 9 taken one, the Jaguars. I think I went Will. The way I did it, I think I went Wills, Becton, Thomas, and Wirfs.
Okay. What? By the way, the over under
players.
The over under for Becton is 8.5. Over or under? Under being he goes 1 through 7, or 1 through 8. Excuse me.
For Becton?
Yeah.
Under.
Okay.
Oh wait, but again, if he doesn't go to the Giants, he's probably not. I don't think the Cardinals will take him at 8 because I think they think he's more of a left tackle.
And they already signed Humphreys, who they don't want to move to the right side.
Correct. So I'd probably lean more toward the over because he'd probably go right after that or right in that area.
Okay. By the way, the first offensive tackle taken worse is +150. This is of course at William Hill. Mekhi Becton +163, Jedrick Wills +190, Andrew Thomas +7 to 1 for Andrew Thomas. What do you think?
You know what's weird about that? When I talk to guys around the league, the one guy they mentioned is probably the safest one of all of them is Andrew Thomas, and some guys think he's going to go first of all the tackles. Isn't that weird? Played right and left side, by the way.
Could he go to the Cardinals then?
No, I think he's more of a left tackle. He's a good left tackle.
So if the Cardinals, if the Giants go Simmons, do you think the Cardinals will just take the best available right tackle, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are they going to go?
I think they would take Wills. A lot of people love Wills now.
Okay.
You remember he, for a long time, he was considered the best tackle in this class. And for some reason, people have moved him off that spot.
Okay. So Wills is not bad value there then at, I guess he's +190. It's almost 2 to 1. That's not terrible.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
All right. And,
if the Giants took a left tackle, the best odds are on Thomas because you might be able to get him there.
So you think the Giants could take Thomas at 4?
Yes. Ooh. I do.
And he is your number one ranked offensive lineman in this class. Why do you like him so much?
Because I think he's played top level competition and handled his own in a very impressive fashion. Mm-hmm. He's got great feet. He can play the right side. He's tough. He can block in the run game. They ran the ball a lot at Georgia, and his tape is impressive. I when I watched it, by the way, the right tackle at Georgia could be a first round pick too. Wilson, Isaiah Wilson. He could be
This year. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're both of them. To me, they're both really good, talented players. And so I think he's the best of the group. I like Becton, and I know how the NFL feels about big guys like that. He probably will go first, or if the Giants pick one. But I think Thomas is right now is the safest of the group.
Well, and like, dude, especially in this draft class where it's like you don't have a lot of time to work with the prospects. You know, people are paranoid about whether or not they don't want to get in trouble. Like, you could see a team erring on the side of safety when they select their guy, right?
Oh, no question about it. I think when you and again, the tape and the tape will be what decides these guys. So yeah, I definitely agree with that. And look, there's going to be mistakes still, but I think there's going to be fewer mistakes because they're not going to get caught up in all the crap.
All right, we get you out of here on this. We have a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts from Stu Orms Storms from Canada. Left it back in late March. This was, hey, Brinson, I think you and Lock and Fora gave the Jags an unduly harsh grade for free agency. Can we please get Prisco's comment on this? I don't know what we gave him, but I think it was like a D.
That's not a very good grade.
Maybe it was a C minus.
They got a starting middle linebacker. They cured two positions with one signing by getting Schobert. He will be the middle linebacker to move Miles Jack to the weak side.
Okay.
That's a good sign. That's a really good signing because Miles Jack couldn't handle playing in the middle.
That's fair.
One big enough. By the way, for all those Isaiah Simmons people out there talking about he can play 18,000 positions, Miles Jack is Exhibit A. When he came out of UCLA, remember he played the slot corner? Look how great he is. He can cover the slot corner. Look, he can play anywhere. Well, so far he's played strong side linebacker, middle linebacker, and now they're moving to weak side linebacker. A man without a position is a concern. And that's my concern with Isaiah Simmons.
Okay. I saw Bob McGinn of the, Bob McGinn, obviously longtime, Packers beat writer, post him. Oh, we gave him an F, not a D minus. Sorry. Posted his scouting, like anonymous scout stuff. And there, like an anonymous scout was ripping Simmons apart for kind of that same reason. Like you know, like if you draft him or you start, you can't start him at safety, you'll get torn up. So I mean, like, is he going to, like, you know, is he going to be a linebacker who blitzes off the edge, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, like, do you really do think that Simmons could, but if he goes to the wrong spot and somebody uses it wrong, it's going to be a problem.
I don't look, he's not going to be, you know, somebody said Carolina at seven. Now, how are they going to play him? He can't play. Shaq Thompson Shaq Thompson plays that spot. They could move Shaq Thompson in the middle, but he's not big enough either.
Yeah.
I just don't see, he's a man with, he's a good football player who, if you're, that's a luxury pick if you're drafting him in the top 10. That's my concern with Isaiah Simmons. I like him. I love him, but he's not going to play middle linebacker and hold up with that body. If he's a safety, like McGinn said, and his scout said, can he cover anybody? Although a lot of teams think he's a safety. I don't know.
He did it in college. I mean, he was lining up against running backs and wide receivers, but I mean, that's a different beast than playing the, you know, a top end NFL guy who's being schemed up, and especially in the, like, you put him against a slot guy, he's going to get carved up.
Yeah, I'd be concerned about that one. But again, Miles Jack was a man without a position, and now he's still looking for a position. I worry about that with Simmons. But back to the Jaguars, you got a game of app. What are you crazy? Schobert, that's a good middle linebacker. They solved two positions. They didn't get a corner. They got Melvin, who, you know, is a journeyman, but they got him. I think getting Gunter will help them. I think they're going to transition more to a 3-4 look. And if Eifert can stay on the field, that's a good signing for no money.
And they did dump Nick Foles, so that was a good.
That should give him a C plus in itself. Getting rid of that contract.
I thought it bumped it up to like a D for Nick Foles, and then Lockeford talked me into an F, and he was just blitzkrieging the Jags. All right, fair enough.
Because Lockeford hates the Jaguars for some reason,
and the Jaguars hate Lockeford.
That they do.
All right, that's it for the show. We've got to go do a mock draft conference call, our 14th call of the day. Follow Matt Prisco, CBS. Watch him. He's the star of CBS Sports HQ. We will have our mock draft Monday, 12 to 2 Eastern on CBS Sports HQ. Watch it in your stream. Pete, always fun talking to you, buddy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.